Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. We are here. We're watching Taylor. It's our Thursday episode where we get to chat with the Swifties.
Yes.
Gia, how are you on a Thursday?
I'm good. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday. Oh, I'm especially happy about this Thursday. You know why?
Why?
Because tonight, Thursday.
Oh my God, yeah.
We have a special night.
McNeese!
We are paying attention to basketball.
Yes.
Sports girls in the building, in the building. We have the March Madness Dave and Buster's, sponsored by Dave and Buster's. Shout out. Which, like, so fun. I haven't been to Dave and Buster's in a long time. I really want to go.
I love Dave and Buster's. I went for my 23rd birthday at midnight.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
it was sick.
That's actually so fun.
It was so much fun. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Thanks.
Well, we have March Madness going on. And the other day we were talking about how we were doing an office-wide selection ceremony, you could say.
Yes.
And we got the first pick and we chose McNeese.
McNeese.
Which is in Louisiana. And
they're the Cowboys.
We're the Cowboys, and that's the relation to Taylor Swift.
Yes, cowboy like me.
Cowboy like me.
Yeah.
All signs are pointing to McNeese. We got Beyonce, Cowboy Carter coming
out.
You posted that hilarious picture, a little Photoshop of your face over Beyonce. Love it.
No, that was you.
Was that me?
That was your face.
That was my face? That was your face. No. I thought it was your face.
No, that was your face.
Your face was on something else,
Yes, okay.
Wait, that's
on
so
their logo.
Funny.
Yes.
I didn't even see that.
No, that was very much your
face.
Damn
it, I have to go back and look. That's so funny.
That's so funny.
I think I'm already on a Beyonce horse. Oh, no, I changed my... For a long time, my Instagram picture was Beyonce's Vogue cover where she's on a horse.
Oh.
But I put myself on it,
like
on the horse.
Yes.
So, look... All signs are pointing to McNeese.
Yeah, literally.
We're very excited. Our first game to watch is tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:10, I think.
Yeah, it's like 7:25, something really random like that.
So what we want is for them to advance and...
Yes. Do they need to... I don't really know the rules, to be honest.
They just need to keep advancing. And I think the teams that
they lose
to...
Think they need to make it to the Sweet 16?
Yes. But I also think, like, what... Like, the team goes forward and whatever... That team is. We like follow them through.
Yeah,
I got to reread the rules for
us
me too. Personally. But at the end of the day, we have the potential to win $48,000.
Yes,
which is exactly
that's the biggest
what we're looking
part.
For. We're very excited. We have our outfits ready.
We are definitely looking for $40,000.
Yes,
yeah.
So
I'm looking all the time for $40,000.
Constantly checking the couch cushions for $40,000. So really excited for the opportunity to cheer on some basketball, which I fucking love doing.
Me too. Very fun.
Just love to get hype for basketball, you know?
Yeah. Just love the reason to, like, go to a bar and, like, hoot and holler.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%. So we're all very, very excited. Follow along with us. A lot of this happens on Twitter because we have our hashtag Dave and Buster's. So you'll be able to see us cheering on the team and everybody else at Barstool Sports doing the same. Shout out, another huge shout out to Dave and Buster's for being with us this March. Love
it.
Sports
seriously. I need to go to Dave and Buster's and play some Flappy Bird.
I want to go shoot some basketballs.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a long time. Gia, we got to get to, like, a gym or something. Like, there's too much basketball talk, and I just want to shoot a couple balls around.
I find out, well, technically today, but we record this on Wednesdays, I find out tomorrow if I made the Barstool basketball team.
Nervous. Yeah, Gia tried out for the Barstool basketball team. She crushes basketball, so I feel like there's no way they don't let her in.
They're doing like a
hard tried out.
I know.
So
they're doing like a Hard Knocks thing. It's like a football show, but they like show like the people getting cut.
Oh no!
So they're like gonna bring me into like a room and like tell me if I made it or not.
No. I mean, there's no way.
Because if I don't make it, I'll probably start tearing up, and then it's just gonna get really awkward.
I mean, you were the only girl that tried out. You play ball well, and certainly better than some of the guys that tried out. I'm sure.
I think so.
They have to let you in. If they don't, then we'll
I'm
just,
revolting.
You know, I don't know what we'll do.
I don't know what I probably
we'll
will just say nothing because
you,
honestly,
me and Caroline, we'll start our own team.
Yes, and play
she's
them
good at basketball too. Yeah, we'll play them. All kinds of shit's going on. But heavy sports, March. I also noticed something, or when we were doing the stream the other day, which you can now go watch, watch back, they brought up the fact that it is, in fact, International Women's Month.
Oh.
All of March is International Women's Month. And we had Women's Day. It was a couple
weeks
ago.
I knew that.
Women's Day, though, we got bitched out that day, so we didn't really get to celebrate Women's Day.
Yeah, correctly. Yeah. Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Day. I said Women's Day crying in the bathroom.
No, literally.
But, you know, what else? That's what women do. But so I was cracking up at, I think Caroline said it on the stream, like, this is Women's Month, and this is like, this is a crime to like make us do this. And then they were like, wait a minute, they have Women's Month during March Madness? Like, that's fucked up. And I was like, you know what? Agreed. Like,
yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
But I kind of liked it at the same time. Like, keep the men busy, okay? Mm, keep the men busy, right. And we can worry about ourselves over here.
Right. That's
Thank
a good
fucking
point.
God. That's really all.
That's
to say
a good
about
point.
That.
That's mm-hmm. a good point.
So we're going to keep to ourselves over here on Taylor Watch.
Yes.
Please also, I'm saying this so I don't forget to say it later, make sure you subscribe to our channels. We appreciate so many people who watch our episodes, who yes. comment, who interact, yes. everything. We're obsessed with it. It's incredible. Please subscribe if you can, just because that looks good too.
And numbies.
We want to look good. We're trying to look good. Yeah. We're on the up. Okay?
Trying to get our money up, not our funny up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Trying to get that money. So thank you to that. Thank you to you guys who are all already subscribed and following along all the time. Follow us everywhere.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Else. And that's about it. Taylor, what's going on in Taylor's world right now? Not a lot going on in Taylor's world. Lots going on in Travis's world.
Travis is just
busy.
Yeah, legit.
As always.
He's the next up and coming king of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I think that this is so perfect.
It's so perfect.
I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be so cute. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I feel like most people know what that is.
Yes.
I guess if you don't, it was a show, like a reality show, not really, a game show is what
game show, yeah.
And there are a few kids on the panel, fifth graders, and then there's usually a celebrity guest or two who tries to answer the same questions as these fifth graders, and they try to see who gets it right versus who gets it wrong. Usually the grown adults, like, don't get anything right.
I remember watching it, like, I don't remember like what years it was on, but I remember
it was
like
a long time ago.
Yeah,
like
I remember
really
watching
ago.
It on TV Same. And being like, I can't answer these questions.
No, I knew nothing, and it's hilarious to watch these kids just like sweep the floor with the
celebs. Yeah,
but I think Travis is such a good choice for this because he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's approachable. He's funny, goofy,
funny, silly,
and he's just like a big, you know, he's just like a big football guy, and
he still has like his childlike wonder.
Completely. Yeah. So I said this. I said, first guest, I want Jason Kelce, obviously.
Obviously.
Got to have him on there. Second guest, Taylor Swift. I feel like that's an easy enough ask.
Yeah, do you think that the production people, is it ABC or
it's
NBC?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
Which,
shit.
Like, she likes Prime.
Yeah, she likes Prime.
She fucks with them. I, at first, made a joke about her wanting, or me wanting her to go on there, but I actually kind of think, like, it wouldn't be so crazy if she did that. I think it's a really cute thing.
No, it would be so cute.
The kids love her.
Yeah.
She's not an idiot, so it's not like she's going to go on
there
and
embarrass
like,
herself.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, she'll miss some math questions.
Yeah.
Like all of us artistic people do. We don't fuck with
yes,
math.
Yes, obviously we're left side brain.
Exactly, whatever,
or right
the, whatever
side
the difference
brain.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that
that would
be
so fun.
Like, it would, you know, people would freak the fuck out.
Oh,
but
totally.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would love any like chance to like see them obviously together in like
of
a silly, like lighthearted like event like that. That would be so fun.
Yeah,
I would be
and
obsessed.
It's really like tame and
yeah,
normal
yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah.
I was thinking also along these lines. I was like, oh, Taylor, you know, she does so well with kids, whatever. Do you know the Lorax? You've seen the Lorax,
of
right?
Of course.
Taylor Swift is the voice
yes,
of like,
the girl, yeah.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Something, a fun, interesting fact that I learned about that. Lorax is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Love like, the Lorax. I speak for the trees.
Yeah, yeah. Like, obsessed with the Lorax. Yeah. Makes me cry. The Truffula Trees. Like, I've been looking for, like, something to remind me of Truffula Trees to, like, put all over my house for years.
Right.
There is a lamp that has feathers.
Fluffy. Ooh.
Yeah, and that's, like, I don't know, fucking $4,000 every time I see it that I always want, the Truffula Tree lamp. So, you know, whatever. Side note. I think that Taylor Swift in that movie was really cute and
so
did a good job voicing the character.
Yeah.
So she's done stuff with like child movies and things before. But an interesting fact about that.
Oh.
She doesn't sing in that movie at all. And they do have a song
in
that movie. They have a couple songs actually.
Yeah, I thought.
She doesn't sing at all. And I remember thinking at the time, it's weird that she's not. But I think I read back then that it was like a to have her voice a character was one price, and then have her like sing in the movie was like something crazy.
Okay.
Like, you can't just like have her sing in the movie. You know
I mean, that makes sense.
Which I get.
Yeah.
After I read that fact, I went back and watched the movie again and noticed that even when they're all singing, like her character is not.
Not even moving hilarious. Her mouth. She's like,
yes. Yeah, she's like check. Looking around. Yeah, like, yeah. Woo.
No, and it's funny.
Hilarious.
Interesting. So interesting. I wonder how much more she charges. Probably, obviously, a lot more.
I mean, you got, right. Like, but also, I mean, imagine if a song from The Lorax had Taylor Swift on the track. Like, oh, yeah. It'd be like, you know, yeah. Top of the charts still.
Yeah.
The like, it'd be
I wonder
crazy.
If she would do it as a surprise song.
I would love. I would love. Needville. In Needville.
What's the one that's like
O'Hare Air?
Oh yeah.
The in air. The,
what's like the la- and I'm burning.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, I love that one. Yeah. Wait. Is that the
My name's Z and I am 3.
Yes,
I would
yes.
like to see a tree.
I like yeah. to see a tree. And then that's when they are trying to all bring the
yes.
string, bring the seed to the center of
yes,
town.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Let it grow, let it grow.
Let it grow. And then that's when the little guy comes in.
He's like, let it die, let it die. Let it shrivel up and die. That's hilarious.
My favorite is from that is like is what's his face? How bad
can I be?
I'm just doing what comes naturally.
I thought that the main guy was so cute.
Me too.
Yeah, Zac Efron's character.
I'm just following my grab. I liked Ed Helms' character. I was obsessed with him.
The which one was he?
The fucking
O'Hare?
Oh no no.
Not
the Lorax, but the guy.
The Onceler?
The Onceler. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, love
I
him.
That?
He's cute, too.
I'm obsessed with him. Ed Helms' character. Anyway, so I thought about that on the way here. I was
interesting.
Like, I haven't watched Lorax in a long time.
There was something else. I don't remember what it was. Oh, the Hollywood sign. Remember I was like, what happened with that?
Oh, yeah.
It got canceled. They canceled it because of the complaints.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I also read a little bit about that, too. People think it had something to do with Tom Cruise, potentially, and people just like,
I saw
stuff.
That, too.
Who knows?
But why would Tom, okay, yeah,
Who
I don't know.
Who the fuck knows?
It just didn't happen.
Can I say as well, good, because we don't need, I'm not a fan, this is, maybe I should whisper this.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of Hollywood.
Like the sign or
like
in general?
In general.
Okay.
These days. And maybe I'm a little tainted at the moment because I did just watch the Nickelodeon.
Don't speak or quiet on
quiet
set.
On
yeah,
set.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't it's speak. Made me like there are nothing but movies and shows and things about like the seedy underbelly of Hollywood.
Right.
And I'm starting to wonder, that might be a bad place. New York City is the way to be.
No,
but
yeah, totally.
But it seems like there's just so much that can go on.
I mean,
over
yeah,
there.
Hollywood is
like, why are we giving
so
up the Hollywood sign
cutthroat.
To shine? Like, why?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? That's more what I'm thinking.
There. Oh, okay. Yeah, like the meaning behind the Hollywood
right,
sign, you
right.
know, like it
like,
has
don't
a dark
prop
undertone.
Up Hollywood,
right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Hollywood's on the outs right now. Excluding all the wonderful actors and actresses and writers that work in Hollywood.
Right,
but
yeah, there's
the
definitely
seedy
some dark,
underbelly. It's what I don't like.
No.
Yo, did you watch that yet? The Quiet on
Set? I watched the first episode.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
So there's 4 episodes or whatever. I watched them all. And you can watch them all on HBO Max. It, as a child, as a Nickelodeon kid, I was like, I was Nickelodeon exclusive. Like, I didn't get into Disney Channel until my brother was born.
Yeah.
And my brother's 7 years younger than me. So it's like, I was almost too old to be watching Disney Channel, but I did anyway. And Nickelodeon, I remember watching all the shows. I was a huge Amanda show fan.
Yeah,
huge
so was
fan
I.
of all that. Love Drake and Josh. Even Drake and Josh, I was a little old for by the time that came up. But watching all that shit, like, I remember watching all those shows constantly,
yeah.
all the time. And I never liked the gross stuff because I'm not a gross girl.
Yeah,
like,
Nickelodeon was pretty gross.
Super gross.
Yeah.
And I'm not a gross humor kind of girl.
Yeah.
But watching it all back makes me like sick to my stomach. Like, I can't believe that these poor kids.
They
were,
showed
like,
this one clip in the first episode of Ariana Grande.
Oh no!
And it
no,
I really felt like I shouldn't have been watching
no,
it. Like,
it's
it made
so
me really, really
it is
uncomfortable.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was out of Nickelodeon by that point. Like, I was too old for iCarly, Sam and Cat.
That's
like,
kind
I
of
really
when
wasn't
I
watching.
I was iCarly, like Victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Drake and Josh.
Yeah. I caught Zoe 101.
Zoe 101 was huge for
me.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll never forget the Zoe 101 ending.
Yep. Of
when
course.
He's on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you're
yeah.
you know, if you're trying to get mad about something, Dan Schneider, go ahead and watch.
Did you see that?
And
he...
all the other people. Like, he's not alone in this.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of other people.
I think this goes a lot deeper than Dan Schneider, which he's already trying to do an apology tour.
I was going
to
say, it seemed
like
Dan Schneider,
out.
It seemed like he didn't, obviously, he put these awful, disgusting, like, portrayals onto children, like, have yes. them, like, do these, like, really weird stuff. But it seemed like he was more of, like, the puppeteer.
Completely. He's, like, an egotistical man on a power trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Pervert, also. Yeah. Like, who's also a pervert.
Yeah.
I don't actually, I mean, who knows? Who the fuck knows? I feel terrible for all these people. Poor Amanda Bynes. Good luck to her on her nail exam. She's trying to get that, license.
Yes, I really
going.
Hope she gets her nail license.
I do,
nail
too.
License.
And I keep trying to find her. Like, I keep wanting to look at updates and, like, find her TikTok and stuff, but it's really hard to find her. Her TikTok, low-key, gets
shadow banned, I think.
All the time. Yeah. And then she has to, like, make new accounts and stuff. And I've been trying to keep up, but, you know, it's hard. But
yeah.
Maybe she could post on Instagram. I don't know. I just, I wish Amanda the best. I wish all those people the best.
Yeah. How do you feel about the whole Drake Bell thing? Because, like, he's, like, not a bad dude. I mean,
know.
He is a bad dude,
right?
I heard.
So I did a little research on that as well, because I know that there he has his own issues where he was messaging underage girls.
Yeah.
Girl, I think, singular. Okay. I don't know how much. What I read was that he was messaging a girl who was underage. Her age, like, it was cloudy on if he knew her age or not.
Okay.
That's what people are saying. I don't know. I don't know either way. He pled guilty to texting this underage girl and then got 2 years probation and something else.
Okay.
And that's all been served. It's all been done.
Right.
Whatever. What people, I don't agree with his actions, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that people are now calling him like a sexual predator. Ooh. I don't know if we go that far.
Right.
But I do think that, like, behaviors should have been a little more questioned. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, he should have thought better. He knows better than that. He's an adult. Like, he should know. You ask a girl how old she is, you should know. Like, don't be talking to people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's definitely questionable moments in that whole thing. But
the whole thing
was,
is just so messy and so
assaulted in
yeah.
a way. Like
he was
abused
yeah,
for years.
Yeah.
So not that does not make up for anything.
Yeah.
But I think that it is important to know.
Right.
Because it's just, I mean, you know,
it's like unresolved.
But that's
trauma.
What I'm talking about, the seedy underbelly. So I'm glad. I'm glad that we did nothing with the Hollywood sign because we don't want that PR right now.
Okay. True.
You know
very
what
true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're mad at Hollywood.
We're mad at Hollywood right now. But besides all that, it seems, back to Taylor and Travis, it seems as if Taylor and Travis may or may not be in the Bahamas.
Yes. I think they're back. I couldn't tell.
They could be back. No idea when they went, where they were, what's going on.
I just saw one grainy video of that, possibly them in the ocean. I don't know if it was actually them or not.
Yep.
I didn't really do any deep digging because
I
felt like it was really none of my business.
Agreed.
Have a good time.
Agreed.
Enjoy yourselves.
Only reason we're bringing it up is because right before we started this podcast, Page Six posted a clip from their from New Heights.
Traveling Trav.
Travis was doing like a travel, you know, ad or whatever. And Page Six included the fact that they were going to the Bahamas or something like that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I would throw that one as facts at about like a 60%.
Yeah. I like that number.
60% true that they were in the Bahamas. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Now is the perfect time
for them
to... Yeah, they're on vacay.
Why wouldn't they be there?
Enjoy yourselves.
And Taylor loves Bahamas. She's been there a bunch.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did she go there with the... Him? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With him. Mm-hmm.
When they're jumping on the trampoline?
Yep. I forgot that you existed. Yep.
Yeah. Legit. That's so fun, though.
What's that? What's
I want to go to the
Closure.
Bahamas.
Closure, everybody thinks.
Do you think Closure is about Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, I got your letter. Yes, I'm doing better.
I don't think
it
so
cuts deep
at
to know
all.
You're right to the bone. It's bitchy enough that makes me think like, oh yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, it just feels like it came out so much later.
Closure.
That I feel like she wouldn't be that
lyrics.
But I don't know. Yeah.
True, but
I don't. Yes, I got your letter. Yes, I'm doing better.
Well, it came out
2020.
Timeline
right?
Is, right. Came out 2020. But she dated Calvin Harris. That was 2016. She was dating him, right?
Yeah.
And then they broke up. And then she dated Tom Hiddleston for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then they broke up, and then she got together with Joe. And so, obviously, I don't think Closure is about either Joe or Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
The only other option is what's-his-face.
That's true.
It's been a long time seeing the shape of your name still spells out pain. It wasn't right. It all went down. Looks like you know that now. Yes, I got your letter. Yes, I'm doing better. It cut deep to know you right to the bone. Da-da-da. Don't treat me like some situation that needs to be handled. I'm fine with my spite and my tears and my beers and my candles. I can feel you smoothing me over. I don't know. I've just always associated that song with him.
No, yeah. I mean, it makes sense for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, it plays out, yeah. But I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong in that.
To me, like, the only song that is about him is I Forgot That You Existed.
Yeah, which is so good. But yeah, so they may or may not be in the Bahamas, 60% sure. What else was going on with Travis? Oh, he's singing Taylor lyrics in his own show. He's talking about two people fighting, and he was like, and now they got bad blood.
Oh,
he's
wait, that's it. Funny. I didn't
She's
see that.
His brain.
That's very funny.
We love that. Very cute.
And
what else?
Taylor is rumored to be on Beyonce's new album.
That's right. Cowboy Carter, giddy up.
Yeah, I really hope it's true. It's just a rumor,
people
right?
People are just saying that. Yeah.
She was kind of just like, there's like some surprises on this album that I think you guys are going to love or something like that. And, you know, they have been seeing each other and hanging out a little bit, you know, at each other's premieres and stuff. Mm-hmm. But
I also saw something along the lines of, and again, I'm in a space on Twitter where I really am having a hard time figuring out what's real and what's fake. Like, the sarcasm is going so deep. And I love it. I love sarcasm. But yeah. Like, when I'm reporting facts, I'm not sure, so take it with a grain of salt. I also heard that potentially Miley and Dolly they've recreated Jolene with Beyonce. Somebody said that. I don't know if that is true or not.
I have been seeing,
but I would love that.
I've been seeing a possible cover of Jolene from Beyonce on the album is what I heard too. I've just been seeing so much.
Hell yeah.
I would love that.
Wouldn't it be so fucking sick if it was like Beyonce, Miley, Dolly, and Taylor.
Oh my God.
Jolene, and they each have like a different verse. They each wrote like a new verse.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
It'd be incredible.
Yeah.
I would die.
I am very excited for the potential of hearing Taylor sing country again, because I really, you know, you get some country with like, I Bet You Think About Me and some other.
You
like Cowboy Like
stuff,
Me is a little.
Huh?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Love the country stuff.
Kind of, a little. Yeah,
I do. You totally do.
And
you
I don't
love the country
but
stuff.
I don't like country music.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But I like the vibe of a country song. Yeah. Like, I like.
Makes you feel like summertime.
Like, yeah, like.
Grass, short, you know.
There's a way
jean
to.
Shorts.
I like the way that Taylor does country music. I like the way that Beyonce has been doing country music, where it's like. Mm-hmm. More meaningful in the lyrics, you know, with like a good beat. Yeah. Ain't no hold 'em. And then 16 Carriages is so fucking good.
It's really good. I don't know the words.
Driving away while I watch them pride and my fears away. 16 Carriages.
Yes.
My mama
Beyonce.
Cried
him,
and
Beyonce.
My daddy lied. It's so fucking good.
My favorite is Lemonade album, Daddy Listens to
Daddy. Oh, yeah.
Take care of your mother.
Watch out for your sister.
Just when you looked at me.
When trouble comes to town, men like me come around. Oh, my daddy says, shoot. Oh, my daddy says, shoot. Yeah, that's a ooh. And she got, I didn't realize how much shit that Beyonce got for doing that at the CMAs. I was doing
For doing Daddy Lessons?
Yes. Wait,
why?
Oh my God. I did
I
such a deep
this.
Dive about this yesterday.
Oh my God.
Beyonce.
VMAs this year?
No, oh, sorry. CMAs.
Oh, the
did I say
CMAs.
VMAs? I think
I might have misheard.
Okay. CMAs, Country Music Awards.
Beyonce, wait, I missed this whole thing.
Yes.
Beyonce
it was a couple, it was when Lemonade came out.
Right.
She performed Daddy Lessons with the Chicks,
right.
Formerly known as the Dixie Chicks.
Sorry,
yes.
I do know this. I do know this.
And
but
she got a lot of shit from the country, the country music group. They were like, she doesn't belong here. Like, she doesn't make country music. Like, some people weren't standing and dancing when she was performing and stuff.
I'll say this.
Now,
I'll say this. Yeah. I will say this about the country community.
Hmm.
I have noticed are the only community, maybe they're not the only ones, but they're the most vocal about not wanting people to step on their shit. They don't want anybody doing, if you're not country, then they don't want you in the fucking building.
Yeah, it's like, Beyonce's from fucking
really
Houston, like.
Right,
she's
country. A southern woman.
Yeah,
like,
she's from Texas. Yeah.
Her dad's from Alabama, her mom's from Louisiana. She sings about it.
Like, my daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana.
Exactly.
What more could you ask for?
What more? Girl from Texas.
Yeah.
But for real, I don't understand why it always seems, and maybe again, it's just like the news I'm seeing or whatever's going on, but it seems as if whenever someone tries to break into country or give nods to country music, the country community has a problem with
it.
And I don't really know why that is.
Yeah, I agree. I also feel like it definitely has to do something with like Beyonce being a black woman.
Yeah, I think that has. My other example is going to be Lil Nas X, and that's, you know, that kind of
Lil Nas X.
Well, he
pushes the envelope.
I'm talking about more like
when he first came, like Old Town Road.
Yeah, Old Town
Road.
Yeah.
Like he's like a black gay man.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I like Lil Nas X to a certain extent.
Yeah, me too.
Until people start bringing up his old like Stan Twitter stuff, I think that shit's weird.
Oh,
he used to be like a crazy like Nicki Minaj like Stan Twitter like troll.
Oh,
and his whole like his whole before he like actually became famous, he was like a total fucking dickhead to everybody on Twitter. Like it's a massive.
He was a psycho barb.
Huge cunt. To, like,
okay,
everyone.
Like
so I think
like
that
if,
people don't really
if
fuck
you
with
tweeted
him
like oh, I don't really like Nicki Minaj's album, he would like respond and be like kill yourself.
I think it's more the other way around. I think it would be like he would do
he
both.
Hated
he
Nicki
would
Minaj?
Do both. Like he'd be like, I'm a stan, but then he'd like shit on everything.
Oh,
like
interesting.
He's like a flip flopper. But again, you know, he's young. So I'm like
right.
He's a child with Twitter. Like I don't hold it against him too much, but people hold bad blood against him. But not the country community for any fucking reason. But he had Billy Ray on that track. So people were kind of like, all right, well, Billy Ray's on the track. And it's like, well, that song is clearly a country song. Why did I have a problem with it? Now we have Beyonce coming in.
Billy Ray on the track.
And I totally agree. But even Beyonce's whole thing, like, I can't tell. This might be weird. But I can't tell if Beyonce is, like, almost a little bit trolling the country community. Where she's,
like I could do it better.
Blonde.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's got a different look. She's, like, leaning into
to
the
country
Dolly
yeah.
part of it and
I
whatever. Because I wonder if this is, like, they won't give her album of the year anywhere, you know, for anything else, and now she's trying to be like, well, fuck you, I'm now gonna get a country album and stick it to you. I don't know, people are saying that as well.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I also, you know, she's doing like that trilogy. So I think maybe she's just like going back to her roots.
She's certainly no stranger,
like trying out
to
other genres
sound. Stranger to the country sound, so I don't know if people are giving shit. People also she might have gotten for that CMA's performance might have gotten run off hate because people have mixed feelings on the chicks as well.
That's
chicks,
as well that
which,
was very controversial,
which is unfair.
Yeah.
I think that I love them. I love them.
Didn't
to
they
death.
Just, like, just say they didn't like George
they
Bush?
They said George Bush like sucks or something.
Yeah.
Like, fuck George Bush. I don't even think they said fuck George. I think they just was like George W. sucks.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
makes
well,
no sense.
You know.
Kanye,
it was a crazy time.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time, and I stand with the chicks always. I've always loved
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I liked their music too.
Top to bottom, I love them. So very interested to see what the Beyonce that comes out what? Like tomorrow?
29th.
Or 29th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
and,
next
we have
Friday.
A bunch of other things. We're talking about all these musicians now, but we Ooh. I think tomorrow Olivia Rodrigo Guts
yes.
Deluxe comes out.
Yes. So excited.
I'm excited about that too. Five new songs I heard.
Yeah. Four or five. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I saw conflicting. I saw people say that they've heard four leaked, and then I saw a thing being like five new songs. So I don't know if
I know Scared of My Guitar was on one of the vinyls, it wasn't like fully released. Obsessed is, she does that song on tour, which is another song that was on one of the vinyls. But I don't know the other, I think one was like fully no one's ever heard before.
Cool.
All America, you're American, I'm American or something.
Bitch.
It's called like All American or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like All American Bitch?
Yeah,
be
it's
weird
but it's
another
called,
song called All American.
It's literally hold on, let me find the Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, I got an I actually got an email
hips.
From Olivia this morning.
Perfect All American
hips. I know my place.
I know my place. And
this is it. I don't get angry when I'm pissed. So American is what it's called.
So American.
Deluxe version
She's
will
like
include a brand new song called So American.
Huh.
So it's only one brand new song.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's exciting. Cool.
So exciting.
And then I feel like there are other things too. Maybe Miley.
I haven't seen anything about Miley. Did you like her new song, Doctor? I need a minute, doctor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's. I didn't.
Like. I saw a clip. I didn't actually listen to the whole thing. I won't speak ill of Miley because I know she's going through a transition stage in terms of her art. I think.
Yeah.
She's,
totally.
She's entering a new era. So she's trying stuff out. She's got that hair. She loves putting that hair up like that.
The Jane Fonda.
The big Jane Fonda hair.
Yeah.
The Jane Fonda, Tina Turner, Dolly Parton combo.
Yeah, yeah.
We love it for her. And but yeah, maybe Doctor wasn't the hit.
It was experimental for sure.
And we love it. And we love a queen for working.
Yes.
We love
it.
We love an employed queen.
That's true. That's
so
very
shouts,
true.
Shouts to Miley. I'm trying to think what else is going on. We're still like, waiting on Tortured Poets.
Yeah,
April 19th.
Literally, like
I think
nothing.
Maybe it was correcting us on stuff.
Taylor
in the
wise,
comments. She's hanging low.
Yeah,
that's cool. She went to the Bahamas. Ooh, how nice!
How
little
nice
sunshine.
Good for you, Queen.
Salt air. Love it. Good for her.
Shall we get into DMs?
Yeah. Let's see what people are up to.
One disclaimer.
Yes.
Do not be discouraged if you do not get chosen, because there's probably a chance that you will get chosen later. Like, we get so many that there's so many that I haven't even used yet that we could use later.
Yes.
So if you send something and it's not on the show, don't get discouraged. There's always a chance for next episode. Exactly. And keep sending stuff. Absolutely. Because I read everything.
Mm-hmm. Keep listening.
Yeah.
And waiting for your
Because
your potential turn.
I know.
You
know. Yeah.
And also, if you call in and you know, 4 months goes by and we don't hear it, keep putting stuff in. Doesn't just because maybe we didn't pick one doesn't mean we won't pick another. Like,
yeah,
you know, we love it. We love everybody.
So speaking of Beyonce and Taylor,
Hey Kelly and Gia, this is Sam from North Carolina. Hilarious that I'm actually calling in. I'm driving to work right now. Yes. That is when I listened to you guys and Taylor Watch. So fun. Such a great show. I think it's awesome you guys are just chatting about all things, and especially Taylor. Wanted to see if you guys saw any of the theories that Taylor and Beyonce might collaborate. For a while, I was going down the Dua Lipa and Taylor thing, but now I'm wondering if Taylor and Beyonce might have something coming out since they're both dropping new albums, and Beyonce is rumored to have an original country artist featured, and no names have been said. There's also, I'm pretty sure, back to Dua Lipa, there's one of her new songs on her new album has Eras in it. So anyway, just wondering what you guys think about potential collaborations with really big stars like Dua Lipa, and more specifically Beyonce on this next album for both these ladies. All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
And I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for everything you do. Bye.
Thank you so much. Shout out North Carolina as well.
Yeah. Shout out High Point.
Shout out High Point.
Yeah.
Happy University.
Is Taylor Swift considered a country artist?
I don't think so
anymore. I don't think so anymore.
So I think I think the potential for them to collaborate is high.
Yeah, especially on a country album.
Totally. However, if that were the way they were going to present it, like Beyonce and a premier country star, I think
then
the
community
would have a word to say about that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
true.
They'd be like, she left us for pop. Like, that shit, you know?
Yeah. I wonder who it is then.
I wonder who it is as well.
I love like Chris Stapleton.
But it could be Dolly. It could be Dolly.
Oh,
I think maybe some of that. Separately, are there rumors that Taylor might be doing something with Dua Lipa?
I didn't see Dua Lipa rumors.
Heard that,
I know.
But I love.
I would love that.
I doubt that.
I feel like they, even though they're both in the pop world, I feel like they have two different vibes.
They definitely have different vibes. I think that they probably would be friends in the real world.
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Neither have I.
Dua Lipa used to date Anwar Hadid, who is Gigi Hadid's brother. So maybe they met. Yeah.
Dua Lipa also hanging out with her current boyfriend, like besties with
oh my god,
Joe Bliss. So it's kind of like,
he is?
They were
Because
Baptist,
we saw those, right,
saw those apparently they're friends,
right?
I think they work together.
Callum Turner,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Which, like, what is Callum Turner doing with Austin Butler? Like, are they Masters of Air? Is that the show?
Yeah,
I have to watch it because they're snuggly.
Oh my god, there's sexual tension, and I'm like,
it's a lot. Did you
put me in between
of him like scratching his back?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And there's like a part where they like briefly like touch.
Oh my god, I saw that too.
Yeah.
No, Bobby's dead over
I'm into it.
I'm into
so
it as
into
well.
It. They're both so hot.
Beyond. Yeah. Anyway, though. So I don't, not that that. Not
I
that,
don't, I can't see anything with Taylor and Dua Lipa happening, but I would
I
love it.
I would love it too.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends of Taylor's who are having to share time with Joe Bliss, new movie coming out with Emma Stone, Joe Alwyn, I believe, who else is in it? I think it's another Yorgos movie.
Oh, no.
Maybe in the summertime it's coming. Emma Stone new movie summer.
Another Yorgos shit?
Kinds of Kindness.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what it's called. It's got Emma Stone, Margot Qualley, Joe, Hunter Schafer, Jesse Plemons. I mean, I can't wait. Yorgos is my favorite. Is my favorite.
Great cast.
Director. Really good cast.
Well, not only does he have to deal with Emma, but he has to deal with Margot Qualley too.
He has to deal with Margot as well. Yeah. So he's working with all these people. I'm sure they kept it professional.
Right.
At the same time, I can't wait for the movie. So just, I need to get ahead of that. Like, I'm probably going to love that movie and want to talk about it and say nice things. So don't give me shit because
Joe Bliss.
You know, because Joe Bliss is in it. But he was also in another Yorgos movie. He was in The Favorite with Emma Stone, which is another. So you know, my guy Yorgos just likes to work with him. He's got that vibe. Like, he's good for those kind of movies where it's like you can't really tell with his face, like if he's like sinister or not. And I think that's
exactly
kind of
like
Shawn
what
Mendes.
Shawn Mendes
said, and that's kind of what Yorgos likes. Yeah, for those,
it's his eyes.
Roles. Something about his eyes.
Yeah, he's got sneaky eyes.
So that's happening as well. But yeah, unfortunately, I can't wait.
I feel like it must be so awkward to like work with your friend's ex
boyfriend. Oh my god, I know.
Okay,
but it's like think about
especially if they have to play like lovers.
Totally, which is tough. Which in The Favorite they did. Emma
right.
and
but that was before they broke up.
That was
right?
before they broke up. But then also Joe has played lovers with Margot Qualley as well. Ooh. In another movie that I never saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
That whole thing has to be weird. Like it just generally
what?
Has
You're
to
like,
be
hey,
weird.
Like,
I also
had
on
to
flip
kiss
side,
your
though,
ex-boyfriend, sorry.
Yeah. I also on the flip side do not like when people make a big deal out of it. Like
that's true.
For example, the Dune stuff.
Yes. When everyone was asking them like, what's it like to kiss your friend? And like
so
it's our
dumb.
Job.
They were
like,
all asking Timothy about it, and Timothy's like the most serious actor of all time these days. And he was like, I mean, it's a job. Like we're friends, we're close. It's what the script says, like there's nothing more to it. Like chill, shut the fuck up.
Right, that's
but
facts.
I have to imagine that it is an awkward thing. Like people have dated and broke up in these hallowed halls and you still have to work with each other and still do whatever. And it is fine. It's like, you know, it's all
true.
Fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's in the back of your head sometimes.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Oh.
You don't have to kiss on camera, though.
So true. Obviously, none of that. But it is. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, I have to.
Yeah.
Like
you just have to suck
separate.
It out. Yeah.
You have
to
separate those things. So I'm sure like Emma Stone is, you know, whatever. She's a professional. She's a 2-time Oscar winning actress.
Please. Yeah. This is nothing to
her. She's a professional.
Hi, girls. First and foremost, I absolutely love the freaking show. It's absolutely incredible. And just obsessed.
Thanks,
the reason
girl.
Why I am so calling much. Is my question for you guys. So I know we've been talking about sad Taylor songs, but I want to know what is your like favorite angry lyric to just scream in the car when you're mad at the world and someone just cut you off in traffic and you just need to freaking let all that anger out.
So
for
many,
me,
my God.
I definitely think her debut album, so many good ones to choose from. Picture to Burn, oh my God. But Should Have Said No, that bridge, and she, oh gosh, just thinking about it is making me angry when she goes,
I feel
to
that so hard.
You honestly expect
me to believe.
Oh my God, it just gets me every time. But what are your thoughts? What is her most like angry lyric that you just scream in the car when you just need to scream at someone? Thank you and love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, love that.
Yeah,
love that
great question.
Too. Great question. And she's so right about debut album because it's definitely the sassiest. Like debut album is the sassiest album she has where she's like, this is how it's going to be, bitch. Like,
totally.
That vibe, which I love.
For me, when I was listening to that, the first thing that came to my mind was obviously, you call me up again just to break me like a promise.
So
casually cruel in the name of being honest. Like I screamed, piece of paper lying here because I remember it. Oh. And I wouldn't say that that song is an angry song.
No.
But I feel
like
the 10-minute version kind of makes it a little bit more like your lover stay my age.
Charmed my
dad. Yeah, exactly.
Facing
jokes. Sipping coffee like you're on a late night show. Like, it definitely made it more sassy.
Totally.
Which I love. 100%. But
I'm trying to think too. I'm going through. I forgot the existence is a perfect one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought that it would kill me,
but
it didn't.
Yeah, like, I love her like so sass good. In it. Yeah.
Love that one. I'm looking at debut.
I'm like looking up angry Taylor Swift songs.
Let's see. I think Closure, honestly, we were talking about earlier. Mean always.
Yeah.
All you are is
mean and a liar and pathetic and alone in life and mean. Yeah.
And mean. Love, obsessed.
And mean. Bad blood.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city. Every time I hear that part, I tear up a little bit because I now live in a big
city. Yeah, should have said no.
While
it's like,
all they're ever going to be is me.
Oh, literally.
Like, it's so that. Like, I'll walk around and be like, someday I'll be in a big old city.
Yeah.
I'm literally here.
Drunk watching a football game.
I keep hitting myself in the face with my own microphone. Yeah. What's wrong with this?
You going to make it?
Oh, you know why? Because I didn't put this. So
We Are Never Getting Back Together is a good one.
We Are Never Getting Back Together is so good.
I'm
going to red right now.
I think like Should Have Said No and Picture to Burn are like her top.
They're the best ones.
The best ones.
Easily the best ones.
Just
for
another picture to burn.
That was a good guitar by me.
That was. Yeah? State the obvious. I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. Yeah, I love that.
Go and tell your friends
that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. I'll tell them.
Yeah, tell my.
You're gay.
What do people call it?
The homophobic version. Yeah, it's so funny.
Tell mine that you're gay.
You're gay.
By the way. You're not sorry. It's
oh yeah.
It's a good one.
You're not sorry is like a good angry one too. Yeah.
Tell me that you're
sorry, but I don't believe you, baby, like I did before. You're not sorry.
I also love. Yeah. I did something bad. We're going back to there, but the beginning that I never trust a narcissist.
Yeah.
But they love me. That one's great.
I'll make it look
I play him like a violin.
Yeah.
Also, look what you made me do. The whole thing is bitchy.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, I'm in Reputation now. Just looking. I feel like there's. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, this is why we
can't even
have...
say it with a straight face.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, those are all good ones.
Those are all good ones. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there are more in my head.
Oh, Mad Woman.
Mad Woman, of course. Oh my god. Mad Woman. Also, The Man.
I'm sick of running as fast as I can.
Wondering if I'd get there.
I think Mad Woman is like one of my
Mad
favorite
Woman
ones.
Is
yeah.
So good. Does not get enough.
What a shame she gets mad.
No one likes a mad woman.
And then I poke that bear till the claws come out. And find something to wrap your noose around. So good. Okay.
I could do that all day.
I know we've been
singing
for like a solid 5 minutes.
I could do that all day. Great question. Great. Love that. Thank you.
Hi, Kelly and Gio.
Hey.
My name is Laura. I have a question for you, both of you guys. My question is about the media, the paparazzi, and some fans that take pictures of Taylor and Travis at places that look like it's like a more of a privacy kind of situation than a public situation. Today they took pictures of them at the marina. And to me, I feel like this is more like a borderline kind of situation when you have like grainy pictures coming out. To me, it doesn't feel like it's like appropriate.
So,
what is your opinion on this subject and other things that are going on with them? And I really love your show. I love your podcast very much, and I love all the stuff that you guys do. So, thank you so much, and thanks.
Thanks,
girl.
Queen. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. I agree completely. I think that there are a lot of times where things
boundaries
seem uncomfortable.
Boundaries
are weird, and we talk about this all the time. Like, what is okay to post? What's okay to talk about?
Yeah.
What is like a little too feels too invasive?
Yeah.
I think our general rule of thumb is once we see major outlets talking about it, we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
We may not approve. Like, for example, we talked about the Bahamas thing. 60% maybe they're in the Bahamas. We don't know.
Yeah.
Page Six is writing about it.
Right.
So we're saying it. But before that happened, when there were just the weird videos and stuff that feel invasive, it's kind of like, do we even bring that up?
Yeah.
Like,
I try not to like post anything that's like.
I'll never repost that either. Like,
yeah.
On my personal shit. Like,
we
don't do that. We don't really fuck with that.
Yeah.
But,
because it is like a weird line because like obviously we have this podcast and it's like we talk about Taylor Swift. But to me, it's not like we like. Gossip and talk about Taylor Swift and like talk about news headlines. We do that, but a majority of it is us talking about songs, lyrics, the concert, you know, like specific things applying to us.
We're stands.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Like
so it's just like Swifties podcast. Talking more than just being like, Taylor Swift did this on Monday. Taylor Swift did this on Tuesday.
Right. And that kind of behavior is like get a grip. Like,
I love to
tell people to get a grip, but that is... If you think you're a fan to the point that you're a stalker, then you gotta
reel
it. You know what I mean? This is not, that's not the vibe. That's not, Swifties don't stalk.
Swifties
appreciate and have a good time.
Swifties don't respect. Yeah.
Respect is a huge thing, I think.
I like that.
With all this stuff,
Swifties
you know?
Don't stalk.
Swifties don't stalk.
No, they don't go to.
They respect
Jack
and they appreciate.
Antonoff's wedding in Long Beach Island.
No,
and
that shit still pisses me off.
Yeah, me too.
When I hear about that, that's fucking crazy. It's so crazy to do that kind of stuff. And like, I get people, you know, she's the most famous woman in the world. We say it all the time, but like, she's a person.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone has to
get your mind right.
Yeah, agreed. It's just like,
let her live.
personal respect. Completely. And like, yeah, it just, I feel bad for her in the sense of that, like, she'll just never be able to just like enjoy a moment without people looking.
I know.
I wonder if she could go to like some random ass country. But I still feel like people would know her there.
Yeah, like, where could she go?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I think right now, nowhere, because she's
Antarctica.
She's so high up right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I've been looking to go to Antarctica.
I
want
to go to Antarctica.
Have you seen that shit?
Yeah, people do like the
people
boats.
Do those trips.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It looks so fun. I
want
really
to pet a penguin.
Same. So bad. How cute. But I think that the idea that we have access to her because she is famous is a very wrong way to think about things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we are not entitled to any part of this woman's life.
Yeah.
We are entitled to listen to her music that she puts out for us. Like, yes, of course we can listen to her music. Of course we can dissect her lyrics and have fun with that and whatever. But when it crosses a line of like inappropriate, then it's like, what the fuck?
Agreed.
You know, we don't fuck with that.
No.
Nope. Do not approve.
No. Okay, let's go into DMs because I got some pretty good ones.
Ooh, slay.
Okay, this is from Sam. Hi, guys. Love,
hi,
love the show. For the Thursday ep, I wonder if you had any thoughts on the rumor that Taylor Swift wasn't recording, or sorry, that Taylor Swift wasn't re-recording Debut and actually was trying to buy the rights instead.
Oh.
Personally, I get why she would go down that route, given that she was so young when she wrote and released it, so maybe it would feel a little strange re-recording. But would she really want to pay for it and give money to the people who stole her back catalog? Mm. Would love to hear your thoughts. Keep up the awesome work. I personally have not seen this rumor.
I've not seen it at all.
Yeah.
Huh.
But.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't hate the idea of it because, like, I feel like it's the same thing with Speak Now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's such a specific tone of that album. Like, it's so like 19 years old, like first heartbreak, like it's the end of the world. And I feel like with Debut, like, it has that same type of vibe where she's so young that these songs just are a little, I don't want to say immature, but they have like a youthful feeling to them, and that would it reflect if she recorded them now.
I agree completely. Not so much. Well, no. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
I also, on top of that, think just the actual sound of her voice is so different now. Like, she was a kid. Her voice sounded different. Like,
yeah.
She sounded like a kid. And those songs, even like when I sing those songs out loud, I sing in like a different voice. Like, just
totally. Like, higher up.
Like, I don't sing any
with a little country accent.
Like,
would she do the little country accent? Like, the fake country accent? Yeah.
And it's just, you know, she's 16 years old. This is how many, almost
20
years.
20 years.
Like, that's crazy. I don't want to age our girl.
Crazy.
But that is, it's, you know, 18 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And I think, like, I don't want to say she's made her point with all the other re-records, but like, we are loyal, we listen to everything else, fuck those people,
yeah,
they don't deserve money, whatever, but if to get this shit off her back and to,
yeah, if it's like a pain in
forever,
the ass, then I get it. Like, if there's like legal hoops that she has to jump through, that's been really annoying,
then to just write a fucking check to these garbage men and move on.
But
sometimes
I
like,
can't,
I don't know,
picture her,
I wouldn't
not
fault her for that.
I just can't picture her not re-recording her first ever album.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's the point?
I know
what I mean? Like,
I know.
That's what got you started.
Also, though,
but I don't know.
Didn't her first album have a different trajectory in terms of who owned her rights than the others? Because I feel
were they Big Machine?
It was Big Machine at first.
I don't know.
And then I think it went on to others.
Right.
So there might be, it might be a different situation. Or
right,
there may have more, it may be a little more nuanced than the other albums. No idea, obviously. We don't know that. But if it were to come out that happened, I would not fault her for that at all.
Right.
And I'd be interested. But it has to be hard. We've thought from the beginning it would have to be so hard to record Debut. Fearless, I think, came out fine.
Yeah.
And but then again, all those songs on that album are like, even then she was a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they have a different sound to Debut. And a lot of them were like heavy, you know, instruments behind her and stuff, big songs, love story, Belong With Me, like those songs, it doesn't really matter, like,
yeah,
you can sing along to those songs at any point and like sing them the way that she sang them,
yeah,
versus the songs on Debut, I think, just have such a specific young person sound. I have never heard of that before.
I know, me neither.
See, like, I wonder where that person.
Yeah,
from.
Sam, let us know where you saw that rumor.
Let us know where you saw that.
Yeah.
I'm so curious.
Me too.
I just have not heard that.
Okay, this one's kind of a long one,
ooh,
but actually pretty interesting.
Love
okay.
it, though. Love it.
Hi, guys. I love your show. Some thoughts about the Tortured Poets Department. Ooh. Everyone keeps talking about how TTPD is going to be the Joe breakup / diss album, but I truly don't believe that's what it is. Mm. I think Taylor and Joe were deeply in love and had great respect for each other, and even though it didn't work out, she would never drag him or their relationship through the mud and expose him and their relationship like that, especially considering that she knows how he values his privacy. I think she's a better person than that and will always try to protect him. Remember how Fast Tree called out to claim about them being married. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be plenty of veiled references about her struggles towards the end of their relationship and her heartbreak over it ending. But I do not think we're getting a diss album like everyone says. Mm. From what we know so far, it really seems just about stories from literature or film or Hollywood in general, where characters or actual people give up their fame / talent for real life, which is something I'm sure she thinks about often. We've got the Tortured Poets who all picked up and left London for the lakes. We've got Ariel leaving her mermaid life, Clara Bow leaving Hollywood, etc. Mm-hmm. And here's hoping she threw in a couple glamorous runs about falling in love with Travis. Mm-hmm. If they were sonically cohesive with the album, to use her words.
Interesting.
Yeah, so what... So
all right, so I would say first touching on the end of it, will there be nods to Travis, anything like that? I kind of think no.
I don't think there will be. I think it's too late, Loki.
I think it's too late, or too early in the relationship / too late. They already finished the album before, like, you know, she could write stuff about Travis on it. I will be shocked if that were the case. I don't know if we thought that this would be a diss album.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
More a heartbreak album,
yeah,
than anything.
Maybe
a few jabs, like this person said.
Yeah, I find that people calling a breakup album a diss album, mm-hmm, is a little, like, I don't know the word to describe it, but it just doesn't make sense to me because
to pigeonhole it, I think.
Yeah,
for no reason.
Like, if you're experiencing a breakup, mm-hmm, from your point of view, like, this is what happened to you. Like, it's not a diss. Like,
right,
it's what
right.
you did. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, this is how you hurt me.
Right.
So I don't know if I would ever have considered it a diss album.
It's also not, I like how you phrase that. This is how you hurt me. It's not that she's sitting here being like, you did this, you did this, you
yeah.
did this. It's more, this is how I felt
yes.
while things were happening
yes.
in my life,
yeah.
which is a completely valid way to go
yeah.
about writing and everything, especially writing. But I think we're going to see more heartbreak than anger, for sure.
Yeah.
I also don't think that she, well, I don't know. We don't know what happens.
There's
so
also
at
one part where
she
says,
anger.
I think she's a better person than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's fair to say.
I agree.
Just because.
I get what she
being,
means.
Yes, I get what she
what
means.
Mean. Like, she's like, oh, you're better than that. Like, oh, you're
like,
you're above that.
Yeah.
You're too good for that.
Yeah.
I understand that line of thinking. And I often
like,
be the bigger person. Be the bigger person.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But like,
but
fuck
not,
it.
Fuck that. But
yeah,
also,
and, you, and in music world, you can't really be the bigger person. Like,
there's
you have
no
to
such
write
thing.
About how you're feeling. Like,
exactly.
Just because she's writing from her perspective on like their relationship does not mean that she's a, that she's like the lesser in the relationship, or she like didn't win in the
yeah.
relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
Or
like
the Joe's the better person.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's like, no, I don't foresee that. I think that the fear, maybe not be the right word, but the idea that Joe is going to, I mean, we make jokes like, oh, he's got to get into witness protection,
yeah.
Joe Bliss, like whatever. We're making
yeah.
those jokes. Right.
Yeah.
I think in reality, like nobody is worried for Joe. I think that like, whatever.
He'll be fine. Yeah.
You know, nobody's harassing Joe in a real
yeah.
way. Like, it's beyond. We're not, like, at attention waiting for our, you know, our boss to tell us,
yeah.
like, sick him. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, she doesn't like that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She will let it fly to a certain extent in the jokes, whatever. But even when Speak Now came out and she said that thing about being like, you know, I wrote these songs when
yeah.
I was young.
Yeah.
And you don't need to, like, harass people about
yeah.
it and whatever. She didn't do it for Gyllenhaal, but she did it for John Mayer.
Yeah.
And I think that we should take that line of thinking and apply it always to
yeah.
her writing and just ignore these people and take it for what it is
yeah.
and not read into it in a way like that.
Yeah. And also, like, she, like, does this for us, too, you know? Like,
totally.
She writes these lyrics and,
for people
and,
to relate.
And bears her soul, yeah, for people to relate. So it's like, yeah, it does suck to kind of have to like talk about someone who wants to keep something private, but like if you want to put your emotions out there and you want people to be able to relate to you and like know that we're all going through the same thing together, like you have to be honest in your lyrics. Yeah,
be fucking for real.
Yeah, for real.
BFFR. Yeah, BFFR.
Yeah.
And she's so good at that.
She is.
I don't know. I don't think that this will be like a diss album in any way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be.
I do like the idea of it like be.
And sadness.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of like. I'm coming out of the dark into the light. I've felt, you know, hidden away for a long time.
Yeah.
She's hinted enough at those things for us to know that like she definitely felt like she couldn't be bejeweled. She couldn't be herself towards the end or to a certain extent. So I think it'll be a lot of that. But at the end of the day, that's just like you're different people then. You grew apart. You're different people. You know, when they got in a relationship, things were different for Taylor. Now that things are different again and it just wasn't working out for the two of them doesn't necessarily mean that like he actively like fucked her
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm torn. We just have to, the jury is out until we hear the album.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep that in mind. The jury is out until we hear the album.
Very true. Okay, let's do this one because it's fun and quick.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, two questions. This is from Lissa. What up Lissa? If you had to guess Travis's favorite song by Taylor, what would you guess? Number two, if you had to guess the name of Taylor's first song written about Travis, what would you guess?
Oh, wow. Good
question. I feel like his favorite song by her has to be like Endgame or
for sure.
Something from Reputation, I feel like.
You know what, though, actually? Everyone thinks that he's a big 1989 stan.
Oh.
Because he goes crazy during that set at the concert.
Oh, really?
He's always whenever he references a song, like we were talking about.
Oh, so maybe it's like Bad Blood or Shake It Off or something.
Could be Bad Blood. Could be Blank Space.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, could be any of those.
I feel like it's one of her like banger, like more radio hits.
Totally.
I'd have to think. Yeah.
Have to agree with that. But I think Endgame would be.
Imagine his favorite song is like. Like
Death by a Thousand Cuts. Yeah.
or like Willow.
I love Willow.
Yeah.
Life is a willow and it bends right to your wind.
Or it's like Happiness. It's like the saddest song ever.
It's Tolerated.
Yeah.
it's Illicit Affairs.
Oh my
don't
God.
Call
yeah.
me kid.
Don't call me baby. Okay. If you had to guess the name of Taylor's first song written about
what
Travis.
Could it ever be? I bet
Football
it would be like.
Boy.
Yeah. Football boy on the football team.
Yeah.
You've seen that like fake, fake AI thing of her.
Oh yeah, what's
teams.
It like?
Mrs. Travis, Kelsey, Travis, Kelsey, na, na, na. My last name.
Yeah, yeah. Travis.
We never played that song on here. We did a funny like video for it. I never saw. I don't think I ever saw it. But I think it would be something. Like for some reason, the pop in my head. Like I know Billie Eilish already has Ocean Eyes on lock, but I just feel like it'd be something about like his eyes,
like
or
big
like
boy
his strength,
yeah, yeah,
like something like that. Like
lift
that
me
she,
up,
yeah, you lift me up in more ways than one.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it'd,
yeah.
Be, it'd be like that. Even though I just said that I don't think any of these songs will be about Travis, that song I keep bringing up, Down Bad.
Ooh, you think it's a sexy
could
song?
Could be a sexy song. I'm on record saying I think it might be a sexy song, and. We'll make that apply to Travis.
Totally.
If necessary.
Oh, obviously.
So it could be like that. So we could get a couple double.
Yeah, I would
there.
I could totally see
you
her doing like
more
a,
ways than one.
Yeah, doing a song of just about like how hot he is and like that he's just a big guy. Like
check out my big hot boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like if I had a big hot boyfriend and like Taylor does, I would write a song too. I'd be like, hey, check out my big hot boyfriend.
Hey, have you guys met my big hot boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm a billionaire and a superstar, but have you seen my big hot boyfriend?
Yeah, literally. So maybe just
by the way,
maybe it's just gonna be called Big Hot BF.
Big Hot BF.
Yeah.
BHBF.
Yeah.
I love my big hot boyfriend.
it kind of reminds me of like Chicago. Nice.
Yeah.
Like Lipschitz.
Yes. 100%.
Big hot. Boyfriend.
Hot fizz.
Yeah. Lipschitz.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Sexy.
Big, hot.
Beard.
Football.
Beard. Beard. Blue
sweat.
Eyes. Sweaty.
On the field.
bulging muscles. God, I need a man
energy
in my life.
Energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Podcasting.
Podcasts. Ooh.
Ooh.
This should be a...
Healthy relationships with your brother.
Call up the Don't Destroy Us boys or what? Who are those?
Oh, yeah. Please don't destroy. Yeah. And have them write.
Is that what it is?
Please don't destroy.
Please
don't
destroy. They would like that.
They would. Big sexy boyfriend.
This is a note to them. Even though they did, in fact, lie. Well, no. I don't think that they lied. I think Because we've discussed this. Remember a few episodes ago, weeks ago, we were talking about this, how the Please Don't Destroy, the guys who did the SNL skit with Taylor Swift and Pete Davidson, Three Sad Virgins, what? Three Sad Virgins. Oh, yeah. That one. They said something along the lines of, like, Taylor came up to us and told us that Travis's skit was funny and, like, blah, 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 whatever. Like, and they were, you know, claiming to have, like, introduced them, or, like, they thought it was, like, wow, she had a crush on him before they even met or something like that. Now, looking back, I think they were, like, kidding. Like, I think it was a joke. Yes. Being like, oh, we like, made Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce happen, like, a total joke. But their sarcasm was so spot on.
You think
like,
so?
Even, yeah, I think it has to be, because the timing doesn't add up at all. Like, it literally,
or maybe
it's
like,
years
yeah.
apart.
Yeah,
so
I
think it's them being like, oh, my God, I don't know if you guys want to talk about this. Like, that's just, watching it back,
right,
like,
they
oh,
are
no,
kind of
that
like that.
Sounds like us.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's completely irrelevant. But, yeah, I think a lot of exciting things on the horizon, endless potential everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that everybody? Yeah, that's everybody for today. And thank you guys so much for submitting.
Thanks, guys.
Messages, voicemails, we love it, for next week. And the phone lines are always open whenever you want to call and leave a message, so feel free. You know, maybe late at night after a glass of wine, we love a message like that.
Yeah, or after smoking a joint.
Yeah. We love it. We love all that shit. That's when you get your brain really flowing.
Facts.
When these things happen.
Facts.
Looking forward to the new album. Obviously, we're going to talk about that every day until it
happens.
Oh,
one more thing I wanted to bring up. We got a lot of messages about how people still really want us to do deep dives, like, into the albums.
Oh, I forgot we had not done that. So let's do that
maybe
next week. Maybe Tuesday?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we'd do that for Tuesday's episode.
Cool.
Because I'm sure, I don't
shit's
think.
Shit's slow right now with Taylor. Like,
yeah, unless something big happens. Let's
low.
All plan Monday's episode will be a deep dive.
Perfect.
Unless something big happens.
Which one should it be? What album should we choose now?
Should we start with debut?
Let's start with debut.
Yeah, and just go. Yeah, okay.
Excellent. All right, Monday will be the deep dive for debut. If you want to call in, message, or call in or text us for next week's Thursday show, 347-450-0723. That's the number. Call or text, or you can DM us on Taylor Watch, Instagram. Make sure you follow us everywhere. Please subscribe, subscribe.
Yes.
To the pod. And that's about it, I think.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Tuesday, debut deep dive.
Slay.
Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
Bye.